We were talking with Nicole Breitbach from the Regional Red Cross. And Nicole, obviously, we're talking about Hurricane Harvey and what's happened in Texas and Louisiana. I guess from the eastern Iowa, especially the Clinton area, what's going on? Anything specific you know of as far as fundraising efforts in our region?
You know, one thing that we're working on is, we're constantly fundraising, doing a lot of different kind of public service type announcements, you know, so going on the radio and the news and taking a lot of donations in, you know, through our locations as well as redcross.org and by texting as well.
How important is it now? Obviously, you think Red Cross donations are always important, but in this situation in particular, these things happen, it always seems like there's a major emphasis on donations. How important is it?
Yeah, well, I think right now it's important more than ever. You know, the Red Cross, we have over 1,000 volunteers that are on the ground in Texas and Louisiana, and more are on the way. So from Iowa alone, we've sent over 30. The number keeps changing. We've sent all 6 of our emergency response vehicles. And so, you know, the cost for them to get down there and then also to deliver the supplies. You know, the Red Cross right now is prepared to produce about 10,000 meals a day with some support from our partners and as well as helping with, you know, cleanup and other assistance to those people that are displaced.
Nicole, obviously, we're talking here for the Northeast Iowa region. Donations here, how does that help in a scope of something that happens in, we're talking Texas and Louisiana, somebody from Clinton County, Jackson County, Dubuque County donates to the Red Cross? With this in mind, how does that all work to help out the Red Cross since they're donating hundreds of miles away?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, the best thing about the Red Cross is that we're always here to respond. So, you know, now donations are assisting Hurricane Harvey, but in a few months from now, you know, the Red Cross will be somewhere else. And I think it's just great to know that we're always going to be in all of our communities, whether it be a home fire, you know, tornado or flood. And so it's really been great to see the American people really respond to this and, you know, really support us in our efforts. And so I think back home, it just shows that while we're supporting Texas, you know, if this happened to us, Texas would be helping, you know, us out here in Iowa too.
Nicole, what about donating? How can, you know, obviously since there's no direct Red Cross office open in Clinton or Clinton County nowadays, how can people feel comfortable donating to the Red Cross?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, you can go to redcross.org, and that's probably the easiest way. There's a very large, you know, kind of donate button that you can give to Hurricane Harvey. Also, an easy way for people to do is you can actually text the word Harvey, which is H-A-R-V-E-Y, to the number 90999. So that's 90 with 3 9s. And that will make a $10 donation off your phone bill. And then, you know, the following way, too, you can always give us a call at our office here in Iowa or, you know, mail us a check. We do have locations throughout the state, and we make sure it will go to where it's needed.
I was thinking anybody could donate particular ways. I did hear, Troy, that in some sense the Red Cross and others are almost hoping, encouraging the electronic donations online because it's easier to handle than a check. They will do that, but it's more efficient to operation. Is that something that's easier for you as well to deal with instead of having to process a physical check?
Yeah, you know, we do appreciate the electronic donations. We understand not everyone is, you know, as into technology, but we, you know, we are having a lot of volunteers, you know, not only those that are deployed down to Texas and Louisiana, but we have volunteers in our offices around the clock that are actually helping to process those donations and helping to get volunteers trained and ready to go. So you are correct that it helps. It's faster to do it online, but we will never discourage someone from, you know, writing a check as well.
And, Nicole, what should somebody watch out for? You hate to think that donation scams come up at this time when these type of things happen, but that seems to follow. What would you tell people to be aware of and be cautious about to make sure that it is a legitimate organization to donate to the Red Cross or others?
Yeah, you know, I think I would always suggest doing your research. You know, the American Red Cross, we've been around a very long time, and, you know, it is an institution that is always kind of helping out in disaster. And so, you know, whatever you're choosing to donate to, I would just make sure that you're doing your research on kind of how much of the funds and stuff are helping those affected, as well as how it's getting to them. You know, also, as with any kind of scams, I'd make sure that you're, you know who you're talking to, you're calling people back, or you're doing it online on a trusted website.
And, Nicole, we should also mention, too, the Red Cross is known for blood donations. Does that a disaster like this impact blood donations, obviously, in an area of the country that then maybe makes it more important for folks in Northeast Iowa to donate?
Yes, that's a great point that you brought up. You know, right now we are kind of repositioning some of our blood to the Texas and Louisiana area, just to be prepared for those that will need it. And so it is important more than ever, if you're able to give, that you find a donation center in the Clinton area. And I know that there's some fantastic blood drives every 2 weeks over at the Fulton School. And so if that's something you're able to do, I would recommend you go to the Red Cross, find a blood drive, and find one and get signed up.
Nicole Breitbach from the Red Cross, and appreciate the time and the effort. Anything else we should know about donating? It seemed like this is a time when the Red Cross seems like there's a lot of attention and emphasis on that particular area. Anything else you'd like to tell folks?
No, I think it's just, you know, it's important more than ever now, and, you know, it's really unfortunate kind of what's happening down south, but just knowing, you know, the Red Cross is there. We're preparing to send probably around 200 volunteers from Iowa over the course of this, and so it's not just something that's happening now. It's unfortunately, it's going to be happening and recovering for the next several months. So just keeping those down south in your thoughts is much appreciated.
Hey, thank you, Nicole. Appreciate the time.